The latest arrivals were spotted by a surveillance plane in the Indian Ocean near Ashmore Island, which is the closest Australian territory to Indonesia. 35 passengers and 5 crew members will be taken into custody on Christmas Island, where those claiming to be refugees will have their asylum applications processed. Details of their nationalities were not immediately released. Immigration analysts say that a surge in violence in Afghanistan and Sri Lanka has dislocated many people. They often pay criminals large amounts to take them illegally to places like Australia. Andrea Schloenhart, a law lecturer at the University of Queensland, says that gangs of traffickers are intensifying their activities in the Asia-Pacific region.
Most major refugee flows are these days accompanied by a surge in people smuggling activities, people that try to take advantage of people in very desperate situations, trying to make a quick buck by offering them to bring them to safe havens. Many people won't ever get there, but this is certainly a pattern that we know ever since really the Vietnamese refugee crisis in the mid-70s.
In recent weeks, 4 boats carrying suspected asylum seekers from Indonesia have been intercepted by Australian authorities, while a 5th is thought to have sailed from Sri Lanka. The Conservative opposition has blamed lax immigration policies for encouraging boat people to try to reach Australian waters. Earlier this year, the government of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd abandoned the controversial practice of detaining all migrants who entered the country illegally. The government has closed down refugee centres that the previous Conservative government established on South Pacific Islands to process asylum applications from those caught trying to reach Australia illegally. Government ministers say the changes have not made Australia a soft target for people smugglers and that border protection remains a priority. Australia resettles about 13,000 refugees a year under official humanitarian programs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.